Thank you. Madam Chamja, I will continue saying something I said yesterday when we were talking about COVID. You had some questions about people living in precarious situations and who could assist. So I will extend what I was saying yesterday to cover some of the questions you had today as well, and the provisions that were implemented when we realized that we had camps in precarious conditions. And you mentioned situations for foreigners in Calais or in other places around Marseille. Well, these people are there, and we were not able to anticipate that this was going to happen, so we couldn't manage the situation. But it is covered by the law, so the evacuation takes into account the situation of these camps, and it's done either through a legal decision calling for the dismantling and evacuation, or an administrative decision that, for security reasons, could ask for the settlement to be evacuated. These decisions, of course, are carried out by the administrative and legal proper supervision. And then, how are the evacuations carried out? Well, they are overseen by, of course, the government, but also by social organizations, given that the evacuations are carried out first by identifying who needs to be housed elsewhere, people, for example, foreigners or people without a fixed home. And when this happens, we want to ensure that people's safety is preserved and that we can provide them with the necessary social care throughout. You mentioned the situation of unaccompanied minors in this context because they can, unfortunately, be among the people in these camps. And then the applicable standards for this segment of the population, unaccompanied minors, I'd like to give the floor to my colleague who will answer that.